In June, David Rose explained to WFPL News that he created the Messenger to fill the void of good news in Louisville media.
You know, we want to come up with print that really focuses on stories that are positive, but also stories that impact the community.
The first issue had an article on swim fashion and a retrospective story written by Rose himself that discussed the Louisville-Jefferson County merger with the judge executive, despite the fact that his office yields little power on the issue. Businesses bought advertisements for the paper, ads that probably won't be published now that Rose is wanted by police and the Metro Messenger's phone line has been disconnected. Rose has been in trouble with the law before for writing bad checks and theft by deception. But clients aren't the only ones who lost money because of Rose. His business partner and ex-girlfriend claimed she was scammed. She gave over $20,000 to Rose so he could keep his business, the DNR Group, which owns the Messenger. She wishes to remain anonymous, and her lawyer, Catherine Wallace, wouldn't clarify exactly how much money her client lost, only saying,
"It's a lot. A lot."
Wallace also claims Rose forged documents to make her client a registered agent with the DNR Group, which could make her legally responsible for the company. Wallace's client met Rose at a New Year's Eve party last year. Rose convinced her to invest in the company.
And then eventually the relationship changed to one of a personal relationship, and he just kept sucking her dry.
Wallace's client realized something was amiss when she would put money into the Messenger's bank account to pay bills, but the bills would remain unpaid. She looked into Rose's past and discovered his criminal history. The last time the investor saw Rose was July 15th, when she kicked him out of her apartment. She then hired Wallace and took Rose to court, but he failed to show up for his scheduled court date and can't be found. Wallace says she has heard Rose was taken to the airport by his friend and employee, Michael Carver, and flew to California. But Wallace says she wouldn't be surprised if Rose was still here in Louisville. Rose, Carver, and the Metro Messenger have all disconnected their phones and could not be reached for comment. Chris McDaniel, WFPL News.